This chazar zechin nishal bachas l'shag mivam yehudu meseches pesach um daf tzadik. We learned the brayse that says that the money that you receive when you're selling an ownership right in your pesach is considered to be chul and there's no kedusha on that money. So Ula or Rabbi Shaya asked, the money used was designated for the purchase of a pesach and therefore had kedusha. Since the animal was already kadosh as well, so where did the kedusha of the money go? It can't go onto the animal because the animal was already kadosh. Mark explains, the halacha is that although an animal given as a payment to a zayin may not be used as a carbon, if one gives a kaddish animal to a zayin as payment, the animal may be used as a carbon because such an animal is not considered to be the property of the owner to be able to even be given to the zayin. So a Mishnah says that we learn this from this concept from a pasuk. Seemingly, there's no reason to learn it from a pasuk because the animal is not his to give. Rabbi Shaya said the Mishnah is discussing a pesach and is following the shita of Rebbe, who says that a person makes his pesach kaddish on the condition that he remains the owner of the animal. Therefore, for the case of a pesach, we need the pasuk to teach us that it does not become usher if it's given in whole or in part to the zayin as payment. Abaye initially understood Rebbe to hold that when a person separates money to be used for his Pesach, he separates it with the intent that it should not become Kaddish. However, the Pesach itself attains full Kedusha. After hearing how Rabbi Shai understood Rebbe, Abaye said the Brayis can be understood according to Rebbe. The reason the money is chulin is either because Abaye's original understanding, the money was never made Kaddish, or like Rabbi Shaya's understanding that the Pesach was Kaddish on the condition that the owners retained their ownership and the Kaddish of the money can go off onto the animal, which is not yet fully Kaddish. Zok the Mishnah, Zav who has seen two Ziva discharges, now he has to count 7 clean days and then go to the Mikvah on the 7th day to become Torah by sunset on the 7th day, and whose 7th day falls on an Erev Pesach, may have a Pesach Shecht for him since he'll be able to eat it at night. If he saw 3 Ziva discharges, in which case, besides the 7 days of clean days, on the 8th day also has to bring a carbon. So Bazoi, on the 8th day, if it falls on an Erev Pesach, he may have a carbon Shecht for him as well, even if he has not yet brought his carbon to make him Torah, since that carbon can be brought anytime during the day, although the carbon normally has to be brought before the Tumah Ben Abayim. However, since the Pesach it brings a Karis, if it's not brought, you would be allowed to bring that carbon of to his Tahara, his Mechusa Kippurim Kapara, after the Tamid, even though normally it's also to do so. Dr. Mishnah, a woman who saw one Ziva discharge, and now she has to count one clean day, go to the Mikvah and then become Tahara at sunset, so may have a Pesach Shechta for her on the day she's counting as a clean day. The same is true if she sees two Ziva discharges, because she has to count the third day as a clean day. If that day is Erev Pesach, same thing. If she sees three, in which case she needs to bring a carbon on the eighth day after counting 7 clean days, and becomes Tahara to eat Kachem only after bringing the carbon, and if her eighth day then falls out on Erev Pesach, she may have the Pesach brought for her on that day. Even if she has not yet brought a carbon, she can bring a carbon afterwards, like we just explained. Zakumar Yehuda, the name of Rav, said that Pesach may only be shekel for the one who has already gone to the mikveh and only needs the sun to set in order for him to become tar, or for one who only needs to bring a carbon for his tahara. However, if someone has not yet gone to the mikveh, even though he can still go on this day, the day is still it's still daytime, a Pesach may not be shekel for him. Ula said, even one who has not yet gone to the mikveh, but he could go on this day and still become tar at sunset, may have a Pesach shekel for him. In fact, according to Rav, why is it that one who has gone to the mikveh is any better than one who has not? They will both have to wait for a shkia anyway. Mara says he lacks the having done tefillah. In fact, but the one who has gone to the mikvah also lacks shkia, sunset as well, and yet it doesn't prevent him from bringing the Pesach. Mara says sunset happens on its own without his involvement, therefore it's not seen as an impediment. In fact, tomorrow, one who still needs to bring a carbon also lacks an action, and yet he may bring a Pesach. He have a kind of a Pesach brought for him. Mara says we're discussing where he already gave the birds, he already has the birds for the carbon. In fact, tomorrow, but the one who hasn't gone to the mikvah likewise has a mikvah in front of him. The Mara says he may be negligent not go. In fact, the same could be said for the birds, that the birds may not be offered. The Mara says we're discussing where he gave over the birds to the basin of Kahanim in charge. And Rav Shmaya says that we have a chazakah that these Kahanim don't leave until all the Kamaras were brought. Fekmer, presumably Rav holds that the Raisa, even one who has not gone to the mikveh may have a Pesach brought. It's only exerted the Rabbanon that a man not be brought. Based on that, how did Rav propose in an earlier Gemara that when Klal Yisrael is 50% Tomei, 50% Tar, he should make one person Tomei with the Sheres, thereby making it more than 50% Yidin who can't bring the Pesach on time? The Raisa, that person is fit to have the Pesach brought for him. And if the Gemara Rav holds that a person who has not yet gone to the mikveh cannot have a Pesach brought, the Raisa, he learns it from the pasuk that says that the people who were Tomei Meis were told to bring the Pesach on Pesach Sheni. Rav Yitzchak said these people were on their seventh day of Tumah because the pasuk says that they couldn't bring their Pesach by Yom Ahu, is Mashma. On the next day, they would have been fine. And still, the Torah says they have to wait for Pesach Sheni. So, one who has not gone to the mikveh is in a similar position to these people, and therefore would have the same halacha. For the acting Gemara, our Mishnah says that a Zav who has seen two discharges may have a Pesach brought on the seventh day. Presumably, this is even if he hasn't gone to the mikveh. And for the Gemara, the Mishnah is discussing where he went to the mikveh. And the Chiddush is that even though the sun has not yet set, since the sunset happens on its own, a Pesach can be brought during the day. This must be the case because based on the next case of the Mishnah, which says that one who has not yet brought his carbon on the eighth day may have his Pesach brought. If the last case refers to one who has not yet been toivel and therefore is truly fully Tamei, and still he may have his Pesach brought, and certainly the one who just has to bring his carbon is otherwise completely Tar, for sure may have his Pesach brought. What's the Kiddush of the last case? It must be the first case talking about that he was already toivel. Therefore, we would think that only one who has to take no further action at all may have a Pesach brought, but one who still has to bring carbon may not. Therefore, the second case of Mishnah comes along and says if he has to that even though he has to still bring his carbon, he can still have his Pesach brought before he brings the carbon. Zakmar no raya. It could be that the first case was where he was not toivel. Still, we would think that since the action that needs to be taken is his action, he has to be toivel, he can have the Pesach brought. But the bringing of the carbon, which is in the hands of the kehanim, maybe does not allow him to have the Pesach be brought. The chiddush of the second case is that it can anyway be brought based on our Shmaya, and therefore there's no proof that it can be brought, that there's no proof that can be brought for Rav from that case. The Mishnah said about Azava Shoichatim v'chulu. A brayso was put in front of Rabbi Ahava that said that a Pesach may be brought for a Zava who saw three discharges on her seventh day. He asked, she won't be able to eat until the next day after she brings a carbon for Tahara. He answered, the brayso must have said that the Pesach can be brought if it's her eighth day. That's Pashut. Everything about we would think that she needs to bring a carbon on the eighth day, and we can't rely it's going to be brought. The Chiddush like Rashmaya said that we can assume the Kahanim will bring all the Kabbanas. Ravina said the Rice is taught up to Rabbah of Ahava was regarding Anita and said that a Pesach may be brought on her seventh day. On that, he asked, Anita can't eat the carbon that night because she can't go to the mikveh until at night after the seventh day and needs sunset on the eighth day to make her totally tar. He answered that the Rice must have said that the Pesach is talking about when it fell on her eighth day, she can bring the Pesach. That's Pashut. He's teaching us that we learn from a Pasuk that Anita may go to the mikveh, may not go to the mikveh until the night after the seventh day, unlike other tumas for which the tummy person go to the mikveh during the last day of the tumah. We then learn via Hekesh from Anita that the woman who gave birth also has to wait till the night after the seventh day.